The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
You're very welcome along to the Friday Football Betting Show on Off The Ball, streamed live every week at this time, 12:30, across our social channels and Off The Ball on YouTube, on Facebook and on Twitter. Now remember, folks, this show is for over 18s only. Please gamble responsibly and never gamble more than you can afford. Joined in studio to look ahead to the Premier League action this weekend by three legends of football. Leon Blanche of Boyle Sports is in the middle here.
Hello, John.
We have Philip Egan of Premier League Live, and we have Stephen Doyle of legendary 98FM and commentary fame as well.
Hey, John.
How are we getting on?
All good, thank you.
All good.
So, Leon, is the market being suspended yet on Mick McCarthy?
Not yet, but he's very prohibitive about 1 to 10. His best price with ourselves anyway was 6-4 when the money was coming for Stephen Kenny, who was 6-1 into 6-4. 1-10 now. Jurgen Klinsmann is a huge mover overnight.
Nonsense. Jurgen Klinsmann is absolute nonsense.
I think it's
I had more chance of getting a beetle into the studio than Jurgen Klinsmann has.
Well, listen,
that
John, you might fit a beetle in this studio. You'd never know. But I think, look, I don't fancy Klinsmann either. I still think it's a two-horse race, McCarthy or Kenny. It seems that it's going to be McCarthy. I would have loved to see Stephen Kenny be given a chance, but he's gone out to 10-1 now. So 1-10, 10-1, probably going to be Mick.
Philip Egan, what do you make of it all?
Yeah, it's going to be Mick. Like Leon, I would have liked to have seen Stephen Kenny. I was fortunate enough to cover Dundalk's European campaign when they got to the group stage of the Europa League. Obviously, they were one game away from getting to the group stage of the Champions League. But what I loved about them that season was, you know, this the argument of, I hate when I hear people say we don't have the players. It's such an insult to the players that are in the Ireland squad. So it's up to the manager to get the best out of the players that you have. That wasn't happening with Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane, certainly in 2018. But Stephen Kenny, in that European campaign, got the best out of the Dundalk players, and also never moved away from the way he wanted to approach games. I can even remember when Zenit came to Tala, and you know they had some, like Witzel obviously playing for Dortmund now, but you know he was playing in midfield against Chris Shields, and you know Chris Shields is one of those players who, as he played more under Stephen Kenny, he just got better and better, and that's what you need in a manager, and that's why I think Stephen Kenny would be a great choice. I'm kind of annoyed that I feel we've wasted a year with the international team there.
Stephen Doyle, your first time in the Friday Football Betting Show studio. What's your take on all this Ireland stuff?
John, I think, well, the key thing here is that the FAI have no time to waste. You know, they're going straight into competitive matches in March. We have to qualify for the next tournament.
Got this draw as well on
Absolutely.
Sunday
so
week.
So we've got to get into this. We've got to qualify for this tournament, obviously, because we're going to host two of the games that Ireland play. So they really can't afford not to qualify. And I think for that reason, that's why they're going to go for Mick McCarthy. You know, steady hand at the tiller. Really good chance of qualifying. We've seen with Mick McCarthy, like he's done great jobs at different clubs, Wolves, Sunderland and Ipswich. He tends to fade away at the end of his tenure at each of those clubs where we've seen him getting relegated with Wolves and Sunderland. So if this is maybe just a two-year contract, get him in there. I would go for Stephen Kenny myself. I think, you know, I would love to see him in there. I think he's definitely got the ability to get more out of the players than we've seen over the last couple of years. But I just think that the FAI are going to go for the sensible option and Mick McCarthy, somebody with experience to go in and take those competitive games on straight away.
Well, folks, get in touch. Do you think McCarthy should be the Ireland manager? Have you seen anything in the Premier League markets this week? A brilliant bet for us perhaps to share. Obviously, we're going to have our own selections before the end of the show. But we're going to get our images now up to just check out the Boyle Sports offers of the week. Leon Blanche, we have a treble offer, first of all. Manchester City to beat West Ham. Manchester United defeat Crystal Palace and Liverpool to get the better of Watford. Was 6-4, now 5-2.
Yeah, good enhancement, John, to be fair. Three favourites. Man City away against West Ham, as you said, United at home to Palace. Liverpool's a tricky one, away against Watford. But I remember that game last year, 3-3 draw, opening game of the season. Liverpool were all over the place at the back. They're not all over the place now. And I think that might just be the winning of it. So yeah, that's a very decent enhancement, 5-2 for three of the top teams in the Premier League.
We also have a derby offer here this weekend with Boyle Sports. Tottenham against Chelsea in London. Both teams to score in the first half was 3-1, now 5-1.
Yeah, look, the first half, if this was an early kickoff, I'd be a bit dubious. But because it's 5:30, There should be a lively atmosphere at Wembley. I think both teams will score in this game. Obviously, that's where you're getting 5-1 from the score in the first half. It's obviously more difficult, but 3-1 to 5-1. A lot of attacking players at the disposal of both managers. Very intrigued to see what the first 11 of Spurs will be in relation to Eriksen. Will he start? And they seem to have been going for Lamela and Lucas kind of ahead of him at the moment. So look, it'll be interesting to see, but should be goals in that game, John.
And a goal scorer offer. Bournemouth versus Arsenal, Alexander Lacazette to be the first goal scorer. Was 4-1, now 6-1, Leon.
Yeah, huge price. Lacazette should start, obviously. Him and Aubameyang have been Arsenal's main goal scoring threat. And anytime you get a player of his ability at 6-1 to score first, it's very decent. Offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
And just give us, Leon, that bet €10 on offtheball.com/Boyle Sports, €50.
Yeah, so you bet 10 and then you get €50 worth of free bets. So it's basically stick a tenner on and you will have €50 worth of free bets to use at your own disposal.
Now, the reason we brought Stephen Doyle in here this week is because he knows his football and he's generally a very good tipster and better because we've really been having a mixed bag. Every week it's one winner. It's never two. It's never three. You've actually had to bring four people into studio this week to try and get more than one winner. Now, we'll go through last week's mixed bag. Starting off myself, I went for the Republic of Ireland to actually win a match against Northern Ireland. That was a loser. Kevin Kilbane picked Greece to win against Finland. But the other part of that double was Spain to beat Croatia. That was a loser. Owen Sheehan said the Republic of Ireland would defeat Northern Ireland and they'll be under 2.5 goals. He was right about it being a low-scoring match, but the draw scuppered that bet. And Leon Blanche, you saved the day by tipping a winner at 100-30. So Armenia beat Gibraltar 6-2. Hungary got the better of Estonia by 2-0. Greece were 1-0 winners over Finland. And Belgium beat Iceland by 2-0.
Well, look, John, if you keep trying,
persevering, you will succeed.
Eventually,
you will succeed eventually.
Eventually, one of them is going to do the business for you. I think I was waiting on Armenia.
We've all been waiting on Armenia.
We've all been waiting on Armenia in our lifetime.
But yeah.
They got their revenge over Gibraltar.
They got their revenge over Gib. Yeah, so look, it was a good four teams, 130. So, yeah, thankfully, one of us was right last week.
Like ABBA, Isle Song, one of us. And Stephen Doyle is here now to kick us into shape this week with a great bet. I've already seen the bet. So let's see if we can get more winners on the Friday Football Betting Show.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/Boyle Sports.
The show is streamed live every week on Off The Ball on Twitter, Facebook and YouTube. What do you think about the markets in the Premier League this weekend, folks? Any predictions for us you'd like to share? Get in touch. We'll get to the matches now and the odds at Boyle Sports on the fact that champions Manchester City, Liverpool and Manchester United all kick off 3 o'clock on a Saturday. It's back to the 80s. City going to the London Stadium to play West Ham. Ball Sports odds, City 4-1 on, West Ham 10-1, the draw 9-2. Stephen, Manuel Pellegrini against his old club, a point to prove perhaps, but can West Ham rattle Manchester City as they did Man United?
Oh, I don't think so, John. You know, we've just seen with Manchester City, I think the most impressive thing is their defensive record this season. I've heard a lot of people question Pep Guardiola and whether he can teach a team to defend, and we've seen, you know, I think the game against Liverpool at Anfield was a real key indicator of how good they can be in keeping teams away from regards to defending. But on the attack, as we know, they're sublime. And I just think you can get 5-2 on Zabaleta getting yellow card in that game, which I think could be a good shout because he's up against his old team.
The intricacies of Stephen Doyle catalyzed pouring over Zabaleta 5 to midnight.
But I just think he's going to be under the cosh for the whole game, and it's going to be a really tough match for West Ham. I don't think they have the defenders capable of keeping this Man City attack away from them. And I think the price on Man City is pretty reflective of what's going to happen on Saturday.
And Leon, 7-2 on to win the title in Manchester City.
Yeah, look, they've just been exceptional. And even how good they've been, it's good to see some of the other sides hanging on to their coattails. And that's what they're doing. Week after week, you're just hoping that the likes of Liverpool, the Chelsea's, the Spurs can just keep winning to try and keep this Premier League race alive. But City have been exceptional, as Stephen rightly pointed out. The defensive masterclass at Anfield was brilliant. And that goes to show you Pep can change it when he needs to. I thought he went for a draw and he got the draw and they nearly nicked it, obviously, with the missed penalty. But Aguero looks sharper. He's got more assists this year so far. He's getting involved in more of the build-up play. He's no surprise, he's 9-4 to score first. I'm intrigued to watch this game, if we can get it on some type of channel, to see Declan Rice, to see how he handles. He was exceptional against Chelsea in that holding midfield role. I'm still holding on that he might just pull on that green jersey. It's not over yet. I'm just clinging to that hope because I think he's a player we can build our international team around if he decides to play for Ireland. But I agree with Stephen. I think City will win. West Ham are plus 2 goals at 11-10. Now, I might just be tempted by West Ham plus 2. I actually think West Ham will score here at home, but I think City will win.
Interesting stat we have here. 88 Premier League games involving Man City manager Pep Guardiola. 3.33 goals per game is the average. 126 games involving Pellegrini. 3.21. So with over 50 matches, they're the highest ratios in the competition. So Phil, should there be goals then as a result of this tomorrow?
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of goals. I think this is now where Manchester City are going to come into their own, because the international breaks are done. The Christmas period is coming up. So we have from now until the third round of the FA Cup. So I would be very surprised if come early January, City aren't 8 or 9 points clear at the top.
Liverpool against Watford at Vicarage Road. Ball Sports odds, Liverpool 2-1 on, Watford 5-1. The draw is 16-5. Phil, the commentary game on Premier League Live on Today FM.
With a choice, you know.
Choice? Said, what's
you know, United City and choice. Liverpool all in action at 3 o'clock. And I know a few weeks ago it happened and we said it was the first time in 6 years it happened, but just because they're all in Champions League action next week. So we went for Liverpool. This game last season was brilliant. Watford at Vicarage Road do give you problems. You know, I can remember United got a great result earlier this season when they beat them. So this is a tricky one for Liverpool because they've only won one of their last 5 away games, and that was against Huddersfield, and that wasn't very convincing. Obviously, they've lost to Napoli, they've lost to Red Star. They're just not firing at the moment. We keep saying, oh, eventually it'll happen, but I'm just kind of wondering, maybe it won't be this weekend either. Mo Salah scored 4 goals against Watford at the end of last season. That was the last time he scored multiple goals in a league game for Liverpool. And that maybe they've changed their approach a little bit because they can rely on their defence. But I still worry about their midfield. And I think it's one of those, if Liverpool score first, they win. But if it's a tricky 0-0 going into the second half, then Liverpool are going to have their work cut out for them.
Stephen, Watford have won 5 of their last 7. Liverpool unbeaten in the Premier League this season. And if Liverpool are to be winning the title or pushing City close into the next year, they have to be winning games like tomorrow, surely.
Yeah, definitely. I think though as well, and I agree with what Phil's saying, and especially about Liverpool's midfield, but I also think a lot of it's down to just Mo Salah's lack of form. You know, he hasn't really, you know, kicked into form so far this season. And I think that then kind of, that problem then kind of drags back into the rest of the team. Like, the midfield don't have that out ball that they had before. Mo Salah, that kind of the attacking verve that he showed last season, he just really hasn't sparked. I think there's a lot of things going on. Obviously, he had that problem with his shoulder coming into this season. I think there's been problems with Egypt as well, his international team. So I think they really need to get Mo Salah firing before we see the best of Liverpool this season. I don't think we have seen the best of them so far. They are definitely defending a lot better, obviously with Virgil van Dijk there manning that defence. But again, I think this could be a, if you're going to throw Liverpool into an ACA this weekend, I think it could be a coupon buster. It's a game I think they're in danger of maybe drawing.
Leon, any interesting markets on this apart from the match odds?
Yeah, look, I just think, I'd agree with Stephen, I think this could be a banana skin. I'm hoping from a Liverpool's fan perspective that Shaqiri starts, because in these type of games, he's the one player at the minute that seems to be able to pick out a pass. And if you were betting on assist or any time assist, if Shaqiri starts, I'd be looking at something like that. I'd also back up Stephen in terms of Salah. It's not just him. I think Firmino has been off the pace. And I think with Firmino last year, he was the one who started Liverpool going. If you look at his work rate, John, linking up midfield with attack, he hasn't really got going yet this year. It goes to show you Mane is the top scorer out of the front three with 6. Now, you wouldn't have got many people who would have said that after, what is it, 12 games, that Mane would be the top scorer for Liverpool. But he is. So I think it could be a banana skin, but I think Liverpool might just nick it again.
Daniel Kelly has been in touch on our social channels, Off the Ball on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube. An interesting treble for him, Manchester City, Manchester United and Everton, a minus one treble. So they're both starting their matches with one goal in arrears, a deficit. We'll give you a €50 free bet there, Daniel. Terms and conditions applying, with thanks to Ball Sports this weekend for getting in touch. Manchester United hosting Crystal Palace at Old Trafford. United 5-2 on, Crystal Palace 13-2, the draw 7-2. Jose Mourinho once again in the news, Stephen, today. Questions about character, about players. I don't know whether the actual phraseology has been, you know, correctly interpreted, but Jose Mourinho in the news on a Friday, there's nothing new about that, is there?
Absolutely not. It's funny, I think we all thought, and I remember speaking to Phil before the season started, we all thought he'd be gone by November.
The Manchester Derby, I remember we looked at that. We said
like that song, I'll be gone.
But he's just clinging on somehow, and like... I kind of get the feeling that the players, they're not playing for Jose, they're just playing for themselves. And I think they have got a few good results. Like we saw the Juventus result over in Italy, fantastic for United. But it just seems, I think the players, I don't think they're with Jose 100%. And it's funny, I do think he'll see out the season now at this stage, because I don't think they have any better options out there. I think they will be Palace. You know, Palace are, you know, I think they're going to finish bottom half the table. I don't think they'll be relegated. Hodgson will keep them up, but I don't think they have the quality to go to Old Trafford and Nico to win this week.
Leon Blanche, Palace 9-2 to be relegated, and no means safe. No means certainly safe.
No means certainly safe, but I think there's three worse sides than Palace in the Premier League, and that'll probably keep them up. Hodgson proved miracles last year. He's on a bit of a downward spiral at the moment. I think the one bit of light I got from the Manchester Derby from a United perspective was Lukaku. When he came on, he actually looked as if he was interested. He looked as if he wanted to get involved. The rest of his teammates were atrocious. Manchester United were despicable in that game. The lack of effort, the lack of commitment. Even when Sterling was doing that tippy-tappy stuff down the corner, he should have been put into row Z. And just to even show some type of want to put on that jersey. But I fancy Lukaku 7-2 to score first. He does well against poor opposition. I think he'll start tomorrow. And I liked 7-2 for him to open the scoring.
December 1989, the last time Crystal Palace beat Manchester United at Old Trafford. And Phil Egan, 7 points behind the Champions League spots, 26 games to go. Is that becoming a gap that's now getting dangerous for Manchester United?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a worry for them, because you look at, like, no one's got, I don't think anyone's going to touch City. So the fact that Liverpool and Chelsea have started so well, and then you've Tottenham and Arsenal ahead of United. But if United win tomorrow, which I expect them to do, you have the North London Derby next week. This is where United can start creeping up the table. And, you know, I can see them, they'll be there and thereabouts, but they might actually just miss out on top four. And, you know, that'll be Jose gone at the end of the season. I actually think they'll do quite well in the Champions League for some reason. I think he's going to put all his eggs into that basket.
Okay, 7-4 for Tottenham tomorrow against Chelsea at Wembley. 5:30 start with Ball Sports. Chelsea 31-20. The draw 23-10. Phil, Tottenham have found a way to win matches. 9 wins, no draws, 3 defeats. Harry Kane back scoring again. Can they take Chelsea?
Yeah, they'll definitely fancy their chances. All their best performances this season, or their best results, have been away from home, even in the calendar year, which includes a win at Stamford Bridge. So, that win itself will definitely be a concern for Chelsea going into the game. Spurs will fancy their chances. It's the fact that it's a 5:30 game. It'll add to the atmosphere. Like Tottenham Chelsea, it can always get a bit spicy. We obviously remember the game at Stamford Bridge a couple of years
ago. You don't like Chelsea.
But I just think that it's strange. You've got Chelsea playing well, but not really being able to score enough goals. And that's where I think they're going to fall down maybe in the next month or so. Spurs not playing particularly well, but still getting results. And even Harry Kane the other night, watching him for England against Croatia, didn't think he played particularly well, but he came up with a goal.
He always finds a way, doesn't he? Leon, though, does this have a draw written all over for you?
Well, it could be the first draw for Spurs, 12-5. Spurs are drifting towards 2-1. They're now 9-5. There's not any support in the market for Spurs at all to beat Chelsea. But I think this is an opportunity. They were a little bit disappointing against Liverpool at home. City went there and beat them also. So they need to get a result against one of the teams around them. So this might be the perfect opportunity, but I find it hard to have a bet here. So I've got to probably sit on the fence for the draw. And I agree with you with Harry Kane. He's just getting the job done. It's not often he's 4-1 to open the scoring in any game against any opposition, but he is this Saturday. That could look big.
Stephen Doyle, are you surprised that Chelsea are unbeaten so far in the Premier League this season?
Maybe slightly, because I thought when he moved Kante further up the pitch, I thought that was a mistake. But it's kind of working out. I thought, you know, Luiz was back in the team as well, and you're kind of thinking, well, that's going to be a disaster. But, you know, they seem to be kind of getting results. The other thing I noticed I think Morata's kind of starting to find a bit of form again. I think Morata's going to find a couple of goals over the next few weeks. But there was one I was looking at in this game. Both to score over 2.5 goals is even money, which I think is...
It's a Zabaleta moment.
Absolutely. But I just think we're definitely going to see both teams scoring here. And, yeah, I think we could be looking at a 2-1, 2-2, maybe something like that. I don't think Tottenham are going to win, John.
You're never coming back. Just to let you know, odds for probably the other big game of the weekend, Bournemouth Arsenal. I expect goals in this one on Sunday at 1:30. The Cherries 12-5, Arsenal 21-20 on, so just a shade under odds on. The draw 11-4, but we're going to get to this week's bets now, and we're going to try and make you some money here. And also, Shane has been in touch on Facebook, a €50 free bet with thanks to Ball Sports. Terms and conditions applying. Watford versus Liverpool, both teams to score. Spurs versus Chelsea, both teams to score. And Everton and Man United to win. Ambitious, Shane, but we like a bit of ambition on the Friday Football Betting Show. Leon Blanche, you've gone for another four-timer this week. Liverpool, Manchester United, Everton and Wolves all to win. That comes out at odds, Leon, of 5-1.
5-1, John. Look, I think probably looking at the betting there, you would suggest United and Everton, I'm quite confident both of them can win at home. Everton have got Cardiff. Everton have been well back during the week. 2's on, 1-2. They're now 5-2 on. Liverpool is the tricky one for me. I think Wolves will beat Huddersfield at home on Sunday. So if Liverpool can get over the line at Vicarage Road, which I think they can, I think they'll be all right. I don't think it'll be pretty. As Phil said earlier, like, we are all waiting for the front three to click, but maybe the other teams have just cottoned onto them a little bit. If you defend 10 yards deeper against Salah, Mane and Firmino, you nullify the space. And that's why I said about Shaqiri, I think he's going to be pivotal for Liverpool. He's the only one out of that kind of midfield three or four players that they have who can pick a pass. So 5-1 for the four-timer.
And also, folks, you got to remember, once you get on a winning streak, these things tend to accumulate and multiply like a domino. So Leon is dangerous right now. Leon had a 130 winner last week, and a 5-1 winner now. It's going to happen, obviously, this week. Kevin Kilbane, though, is as cold as Siberia. And because he's as cold as Siberia, we don't allow him into the Friday Football Betting Show studio. But he is an Ireland legend, and we have a bet from him this week. Arsenal win 20-21 or 21-20 on, and Burnley to win at 9-5. The Dolly Parton bet 9-5. So that's a 5-1 shot for Kevin. I have gone for another 9-5 shot, which is, Leon has told me that the odds have actually gone out on Tottenham to beat Chelsea. It's not a hard thing, guys. It is a head thing. Tottenham are going to, you know, end this Chelsea. This Chelsea thing is just all inflated, this unbeaten record. And I think Spurs will beat them at Wembley. I can just feel in it and feel Harry Kane is going to score tomorrow. And Philip Egan, you have gone away from your previous method of picking, you know, two or three teams. You've gone with one bet this week. Fulham to win at home to Mark Hughes at Southampton at 8-5.
Yeah, dilly ding, dilly dong. Claudio Ranieri first.
McDonald's for Philip Egan, McDonald's for all the Fulham players if they win. Yeah. Good rationale.
First game in charge for Claudio Ranieri. Southampton are not very good, and I think this could actually have a real impact on Mark Hughes and Southampton. If they lose, what happens when a new manager comes in? Ranieri is the first new manager in this season. Other clubs start to look and they go, well, they've changed and look what's happening to them. So I wonder if Southampton lose this game, could we be waving goodbye to Mark Hughes?
Stephen Doyle, first ever time in the Friday Football Betting Show studio. Your bet this week is quite an interesting one, a double consisting of Brighton to see off Leicester 2-1 and Everton to win to nil against Cardiff. So Cardiff not to score, in other words. That comes out, that double, Stephen, at 7-1.
Yeah, basically, look, Pascal Gross might be back for Brighton. There's talk he could be back. He's obviously their key man in the attack. Big loss for Leicester City is James Maddison and Harry Maguire. Obviously, Harry Maguire, key man in their defence. James Maddison, he's got 3 goals, 2 assists this season for Leicester. He's been their playmaker so far. So without those two players, I think they're in trouble. Brighton have a great home record. They've won three, drawn one. They've beaten United, they've beaten West Ham and beaten Wolves, all at home in front of their own fans. I think they were unlucky against Cardiff the last day. I actually backed them against Cardiff. They had a man sent off in the first half. I think that really upset their game plan. But they're playing Leicester. Leicester, you know, they've only had three wins on the road this season. Southampton, Cardiff, Newcastle. You know, it's not hard to beat any of those sides. So I just think everything's gone in Brighton's favour. I think they're really good at home. I think they've won four and drawn three at their last eight at home. That's going back into last season. So I think 2-1 is a huge price for them. Everton to win to nil. Cardiff only scored two goals on the road so far this season. They're absolutely brutal. They're going down. And I think Everton have shown against Chelsea like they can defend. And I think to win to nil is definitely a good show for Everton this weekend.
Well, thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Leon. Thank you, Philip, as well, for coming in this week on the Friday Football Betting Show. Back next week at 12:30 to look ahead to the Merseyside Derby and the North London Derby here on the show. Please gamble responsibly. Never bet more than you can afford, folks. We got some good bets. We'll put them up on our social channels as well. And until next week, bye-bye.
The Friday Football Betting Show.
Thanks to the Boyle Sports Bet Builder. Combine multiple selections into one single bet at one great price. Try it today at offtheball.com/boylesports.